Mikey and Ren eating yum.
A show about the serious and not so serious parts of our edible world. Let's eat.
Good morn, Mikey and Ren eating fans. This is Mikey.
Good morrow. This is Rin. Welcome. I don't actually know what that means. Good morrow.
I think that's tomorrow.
Okay. Well, have a good tomorrow, too.
Have a great tomorrow. This is Mikey and Rin eat in. Mikey here.
And then Rin Dog here.
It's great to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It has been a bit. We took a couple weeks off. I know that we also don't announce when we're taking weeks off. We don't know that we're going to usually. We just kind of are. We're either too busy to record. This time we were on vacation a little bit.
Yeah.
We were in Hawaii.
So fun.
And then we also had our little boy's first birthday.
Yeah.
Rin cried through most of it.
I sure did. Cried right into his little smash cake.
Oh. Yeah, we had, let's go back in time. Mm-hmm. So the last thing we did, we got back from vacation and we had Rin's mom, Ro, here.
Yes.
And then we had
so fun.
First birthday party with like 40 people or so. Lots of baby friends. All of little Riggsies, like all around the same age.
Yeah.
Babies. It's, first of all, it's buck wild to see babies that are around one. Mm-hmm. Because some of them are puddles still. Yep. They're just kind of little lumps. Other ones are like Riggy, where they're, you know, he's just like up and about. He's not walking yet, but he is like super engaging with everybody. And then the other kids look like they're 3 or 5 or 21.
Yeah, other kids look like they could do like the fucking pole vault in the Olympics or something.
Yeah.
It's like, or like, how are you moving like that already?
They're like, I took some time off of doing my taxes to come to the party. I had to take some PTO. And you're like, how old are you? It's really amazing. But we had the cutest little group. They're also, the other thing I think is so cute is that like some of them kind of his, like, let's say 10 core baby friends, like 5 of them.
I like that you say he's got 10 core baby friends.
I think he does. Does he not?
This is 8. The Mikey factor, because Rindog would say that she has like 2 or 3 or 4 like really close friends.
Yeah.
And Mikey is sort of the mayor. And I feel like you would say I've got 20.
Well, I would say that I have 3 like closest friends.
Okay.
And then 30 like secondary friends, but who I love, who are very close.
Your phone's going to be blowing up.
Great.
What classification of friend am I?
Yep, exactly. I don't know. If you don't know, then you don't know. If you don't know, you're probably second or third tier. So, but yeah, but no, I think he's got 8 baby friends that he sees pretty consistently.
Yeah.
So what I was going to say is that like 4 of them are like the shy kids, right? So mm-hmm. They're kind of like koala'd to their parent or whatever, half the party.
So
and then
cute.
Like 2 of them are deranged lunatics who are just like ping-ponging off the walls. And then Riggy and a couple of the other kids are like kind of in a middle thing where they're like, they want to hang out with the adults.
But then they also need the touchstone like of the
babies,
adult human.
Oh yeah, no, sure. Yeah. Yeah. They're kind of like, I want to hang out with my baby friends, but I also want to see the adults, and they're kind of like,
well, and I also need like some mom time.
Oh, yeah.
Or
yeah,
I
yeah.
need some like, I just need some like familiar adult time for a little while.
Yeah.
Need
yeah.
a little break.
I know. Riggy did have a head bump. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
He fell
yeah.
during the party. And so we, you know, mom had to go and like, you know, put the mom salve on him, which was so cute. But yeah, Rennie made, tell us about the cake that you made.
Yeah, I did a, you know, it's a thing for a first birthday, right? To have a smash cake.
Right. Well, okay, so tell me about this though, because my dad made a comment to you like how trashy it was.
I think what he was suggesting is that it was wasteful. I don't actually know.
Oh, it was like a
I
kid
didn't,
playing with their food.
Yeah, I didn't investigate. Hmm. But I think he kind of thinks that a smash cake is like a food crime.
Right.
So maybe we should have him on to investigate more about what his true feelings yeah. are about the smash cake. But what he said was, Ren, I wanna just like get your take on this and see what you think. And he said he was at a first birthday
mm-hmm.
and they gave the kid the smash cake
right.
and then the kid did what some kids do, which is smash the cake and
right.
kind
throw
of like
it everywhere.
Throw it. And everyone was like watching with delight.
Yeah.
And your dad was not delighted.
It sounded like he had a reaction like I have to the garter belt thing that happens. Like,
The garter belt, which we did at our prom.
That is a crime. I think it literally is a crime. Like, adults were like, yeah, reach up her dress. And then what was the idea? Did your date take it?
Yeah, correct. So,
and then they this like, was ju-
we that? Had Sniff both it? A junior and senior prom. Yep. I don't know if that's typical for all high schools.
I think
schools.
We had that too. Okay, okay. Well, what's MORP? Like the thing where the girls ask the guys
what you eat when you're on a hike.
No, MORP was prom backwards, and so the idea at our school was called MORP because it was the girls would ask the guys.
Oh,
Sadie Hawkins, is that what that is?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know, more weird heteronormative bullshit than we do in high school. It's like,
yeah. I think we had junior senior though.
But yeah, so basically, and I remember, my junior prom date, I was like very much in love with,
mm-hmm.
and the feelings were, I thought, reciprocated.
Oops.
but not really. Oh. And
same with both my dates for sure.
And so, I remember spending more time thinking about the garter that I would wear than my dress. Like, my dress was really cool and I liked it. Oh my God, like what it would look like, where, how far up on my you've seen the picture, right? Of me and my friends were all lined. You know, you would take those prom pictures where, you know, you'd line up with your friends, and we had our dresses hiked up and you could see based on the height of where the garter was, if you went with a friend.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
If you went with like somebody you were kind of interested in, or if you went with like...
Get out of here. It's like a litmus test for...
Totally. Totally. So mine...
Or if you were a straight hoe and you were like, I'm going with like a guy, but I'm putting this shit all the way up. Wait, but what was friend level? At the knee?
At the knee. So you'll see Abby... I gotta find this picture. Abby in the picture went just kind of like with a friend. And hers is like just Abby? Above the knee. Yeah. So who's she Abby? She wasn't in our grade.
Oh, okay.
She went, I think she went with Jordan, actually.
Anybody that I went to high school that listens to our show, reach out to me. Did people do this where I went to school? I think you grew up in a trashier place.
Definitely.
Oh, I would have remembered.
Yeah.
This did not happen.
Your palms would have been so sweaty, like thinking about reaching up your date's dress.
Well, I would have done it with my teeth. So who cares about my palms? Yeah.
But what I don't remember is like, because at a wedding, when I've seen this at a wedding, they play like, brah, 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 like weird, sexy horn music.
Right.
And then I don't know. And then the groom like throws it
to the guys.
To someone. I don't know. It's so weird.
But then it's like a thing that was on your future wife's upper leg. And then you're just like, hey, buddies, you want a piece?
Yeah.
And then, because that goes to the men, and then the corsage?
No.
Or the bouquet goes to the women.
So it's just so funny, right? Because with the men, it's like, here you go. Here's some sexy near my wife's vulva thing. And then the women, it's like, who's going to get married next? Here's some flowers.
Oh, my God.
The
fact that it happened at prom... I don't know. I just remember being in high school and like the kids that were all having sex, it was like they were adults. Like they're full adults. I hang out with like 16, 17 year olds now and I'm like, you are a child.
Baby.
Oh my God. I can't even think about like someone reaching up your leg. Oof, woof. Don't. Well,
then
just don't.
I think probably the best part of the whole garter experience is that then if the boys had a car, which not a lot of them did.
Oh, they'd put it on their thing?
They put it on the rear view. Like hang it around the rear view.
That's like,
so
I mean,
you'd
that's
have your like your
panty
your,
raid.
Right. You'd have gross. Your like pine smelly air freshener.
Air freshener.
And then
your girlfriend's
negligee. And I think I got mine at like Frederick's of Hollywood. Does that name mean anything to you? It's like a...
Like Mr. Tux or whatever?
No,
Mr. Formal?
No, it's a lingerie store.
I mean, I would imagine that's where you get it.
Like
it
Victoria's also looks, Secret, but tilted more sexy, trashy kind of.
It looks they look like, and I think I was thinking, I was picturing your the picture with you guys like lifting your skirts up, and all I can
I'm finding
picture,
that today.
All I can picture is those Old West style pictures that people take, definitely. Where they're like dressed as like a gunslinger, and then like burlesque
it's very
women.
Much got that vibe.
Yeah, it's like, and I you see a. Garter, and they look like they belong in an 18th century like Carson City, Nebraska, where they were found some gold, and there's the ladies are dancing on top of the piano, and like, and it's just like, ew. There's been no modern update, and you know why? Because that shit is for sister kissing areas that will never get into this century. Ugh. I'm sorry if you're into that. It's the same. It's like a gender reveal party. I can just, you can wedge everybody into kind of one category for me. It's like, are you a gender reveal garter belt person? Truck nuts on your truck guy? That's a part of the world that I'm willing to flush down the toilet with the MAGA people. Sick. Stop sexualizing our children.
So speaking of.
So Riggsy's garter belt at his first birthday party was very high up. I don't know how we got
from smash cake to garter belt.
I don't know
but
either.
But anyway, God, thanks Riggs. For coming on the journey with us, friends.
If you've listened to our show ever, you know this is the type of ADD show that we have. No outlet.
Completely
no
outlet, untethered.
No outline. Yeah.
But Riggsy,
what was the recipe?
Riggsy had a beautiful cake that I made. So he has an egg allergy, which many of you know.
Oh, because we were talking about him smashing the cake, my dad finding it gross, and I was saying that he reacted like I do to.
There it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. Okay. Yep.
That's the thread.
So his cake ended up a little dense without the eggs to kind of
dense,
fluff it up a little bit. But
Did you do a flax egg?
No egg at all. Banana, applesauce, beets, flour, baking powder, baking soda. I can't remember which of the bakings it was.
Powder.
And then a cream cheese, yogurt, frosting with some freeze-dried strawberries that were blended
that
up
was
so
cool.
It made it a little pink. And then the inside of the cake was like a red velvet.
Yeah,
it was like really, really pretty.
Red. It was beautiful.
And it had berries and backyard mint on the top and... Riggsy, in like true Riggs fashion, you put it down in front of him.
Yep.
And he's like purposeful, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, berries? Yes, please. So he takes the berries one little pincer grasp at a time.
Yep.
And then has a little mint mustache.
Yep.
Right?
It was great.
And then... Daddy had to come in and
I came
be
in
the
and
smasher.
Picked the cake. But then he still didn't.
And then he
do
sat
it.
There for 30 minutes.
Yeah. Just kind of like, not
to
even,
eat the
cake. He was just kind of like, I'm just going
to
slowly do this. It was great.
It was so great.
Yeah. I think it's really funny because it's like, he's not the lunatic kid that's like, wow, you know, we'll just like, bah, 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 go crazy. Mm-mm. He also like doesn't eat sugar. So it's just kind of like, I don't know. Maybe that's part of it with kids, but he is just very like, he was like, people came over, they took pictures with him, took pictures of him, and he just kind of would like notice them, but then go back to his berries. I don't know, he's a funny little guy.
He is a funny nugget.
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
That was great though.
I've been describing him lately as purposeful. I feel like that's
a good
one
way to
of
describe
his
him, yeah.
Like I don't know. I feel like that's the adjective that really embodies him or something, you know?
It's like a core operating principle. He's just like, this is for instance, so every morning we get up, Rinny goes and gets him and then puts him on the boob for a little bit. I sleep for 20 minutes or whatever. And then you bring him into bed. I take him then into the guest bedroom and read books with him. And then you sleep for same amount of time-ish that I did. And so lately, like, we'll read books. And, like, depending on today was There's a Monster at the End of the Book.
Oof.
And he
one of my favorites. If any of you have kids and you don't know this book.
Grover. It's so good.
It's like
all
exquisite.
All the Grover books. There's my favorite book is Grover Gets a New Kitten, which is like so the monster at the end of the book is illustrated. Grover Gets a New Kitten is pictures, and it's like pictures from the early 80s. So they're like these awesome, stagey, blown out pictures that are Grover, the actual like puppet, getting a cat, and it's a real cat. And I just think they're so awesome. And then it's Grover's mom who is just Grover with a wig on. I think I've talked about this on the show before, but I find it like it's endlessly entertaining. And Yeah. So anyway, so he's obsessed with the Grover book, but then all the other books he kind of just like doesn't really give a fuck about unless there's a bird in it. He's like, oh, buh, 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 buh. But so basically he'll try to crawl off the bed the whole time I'm in there, and I'm just, and he's like kicking me in the balls and like, you know, pulling my chest hair. So eventually I just put him down on the ground, and he started to open up the bedside table in the guest bedroom, which has like extra charging cords for people and like an alarm clock. And he's been, today he took them all out and then put them kind of categorically. He was like, here's the cords. Here's some like kind of the rubber stopper things for under the wheels on the bed. Here's the alarm clock. And he just like categorizes it all, goes, mm-hmm. Bah. And then like puts, bah. And then puts it all back in the drawer. That's great. And I sit there and look at TikTok. Like a great dad. Got to see what the morning harvest has brought in, you know?
You're just encouraging independent play is what you're doing.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so then, yeah, birthday party was great. He loved it. We had tons of adult cupcakes too, which was great. And then, so before that.
And well, what else did we have?
We had a pinata. No, what else? Ooh, did we? Our food. Oh, of course. I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah. We had, so we went big on rigatoni.
Yeah.
So we had a steam table that we borrowed from our friends, like full on buffet style. And we had regular rigatoni and then gluten free rigatoni, all with the Marcella Hazan's
tomato butter sauce,
mm-hmm. which is so good.
It's so good. We've talked about it before. Oh. I can't talk about it enough.
No, it's the best.
San Marzano tomatoes.
True.
Kerrygold butter.
So much.
And onion. It's onion. Like, yep. It's foolproof. It's so delicious.
And what I've been doing is putting in the onions halved, and then half of the halved onions, I keep the root end attached, and the other half I don't. And so I leave that, like, I leave half of the tomatoes basically in the sauce to get blended up so that it has like an oniony kind of thickness to it. God damn it, it's good. And then we had locatelli cheese that you could grate on.
Best pecorino romano ever.
I ordered 3 pounds of it the other day. It's great. Mm-hmm. I'm still eating the rigatoni. I think I just finished it last night.
Yeah.
It's so good.
And then crowd I made meatballs.
Yeah.
Which I love to do beef and pork. Got half it. And half.
Yeah, sure. Veal if you want to get nuts with it.
Totally. And then I always do a
panade.
In the you know, to start, and I used half and half because we didn't have milk. So
so panade is like, you know, if you have lean meat, which like meatballs don't need to be, but or no. You want it to be moist. It's old bread or just bread pieces that are soaked in milk or dairy.
Yeah, and I think we used focaccia.
Yeah, we used focaccia.
For it. It was focaccia. Really.
Yeah.
Super yeah, good. And what else big are salad. Always in my meatballs? Oh, onions, no. Garlic.
Yeah.
Parsley.
Yeah.
Salt, pepper. I keep it really simple.
Yeah, it was buck wild.
And then super good. I bake them, but I don't roll them super tight.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of one of the keys for meatballs is sometimes, you know, it's like a sensory experience, right? Oh, rolling them between your hands. I find it really pleasurable. I think some people find it really gross, but, and it just makes me want to like roll them really tight. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you do that, the meat is really tight when you right. take it out of the oven. Yeah. So I find like
same rolling thing with burgers.
Them, yeah, roll them keep nice them loose. And loose. And they were delicious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, locatelli really cheese. That's obviously. That's the key ingredient
in and it's a binder.
The meatballs. Yeah. Yeah. So good.
I love it.
So good.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then before that we went to Hawaii
for a
week with my parents. It was great. John Sheether, who's been on the show before, food criminal, John Sheether, convicted, tried and convicted. Lots of food crimes on our vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Lots of food crimes. And part of it was like table manners. We call it STE. It's sheath of table energy.
Reveal this on
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I love it.
Sheath of table energy, which is lots of lips, lots of open mouth chewing. Lots
bringing
of
bringing that STE.
Yeah. Lots of gulping of liquids.
Some jaw clicking.
Oh, jaw clicking. Yeah. If there's something kind of glutinous or chewy, mm-hmm. half the table's just clicking away.
You're bringing that to the table.
Oh,
too.
I am bringing. No, I 100% admit that. Like a pizza crust or something. Ooh, yeah. I will. It'll just pop.
You'll be clicking away.
It's mm-hmm. just click clacking.
Clickety clack. Clickety clack. The Tapper Brothers.
Went the car. Yeah. but yeah, Hawaii was unbelievable. We went to Kauai. Had like kind of whack food.
I know our poke was not what I remember.
Yeah, poke is usually our like main shit there, but like I don't know, we're just getting better versions of it here. It was just not not the shit. The thing about poke is it's one of those foods where the lower tier place that you get it from, the better it often is. We went to some kind of like fancy spots and got it.
Foodland was kind of far away, the grocery store.
Foodland's the grocery store that's like a Kroger, and their shit is amazing.
I remember the poke
last time. Yeah, but we had, I don't know, it was just, dude, it was like seeing Riggy on the ocean. Oh!
Watching him eat dragon fruit fruits. Just all of the tropical fruits that, you know, yes, you can get here, but it's not, it's just not the same when they have to travel very long distances.
When like the mangoes and avocados we got, they were the size of Riggs's head. I mean, they were just gigantic and super good. Like oftentimes the big ones are like, but they were so good.
The avocado was like, it was almost like it was whipped or something. Yeah. Like it was so light and creamy and yummy.
Imagine that making the trip over to the United States. No. It would have been garbage.
Far before it's ready, right? Right. And then, just not as good.
No, thank you. We don't really have a thrust for our show today.
Yeah, well, we thought, we kind of had discussed that maybe, you know, we've got holiday season coming up.
Oh, sure, yeah.
That's true.
This is the, like, episode before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
We can talk about what we're making.
Yeah.
Holiday favorites.
Yeah.
I want to make creamed onions. Mm. Yeah, but my wife won't let me. She thinks they're disgusting.
I don't know.
They're so good.
I don't know.
Onions.
Onions and me have a funny relationship because they hurt my belly a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And if they're in something, I mean, I love onions, but it's just, we have a complicated relationship. And you will take them any way they come to you. Raw dog. Like them raw, you like them fried,
as
an onion ring.
A shaved red onion raw on a sandwich, nothing better. Yeah. It's so good.
I'll be like burping and have reflux the rest of the day.
Me too. Worth it.
Not worth it.
Yeah, it's like how I feel about bacon.
But I'll die earlier and better. Are what now? It's
onions. Literally. The baby onions, little pearl onions.
Yeah, right.
I will say that it's a very labor intensive dish because you have to peel all the baby onions. So I'm glad I'm not doing that. But then, and then it's kind of whatever. I think traditionally it's like nutmeggy. So it's like creamy and nutmeggy. Uh-huh. I hate nutmeg. And cinnamon, kind of all warming spices I abhor. And so this is a new thing that Rinny is starting to learn about me.
And it's so interesting to me because, spices are my favorite.
Ugh.
Like, give me a cinnamon, give me a nutmeg, give me a clove.
Yeah, like pumpkin spice latte, like, it was never going to cross my lips anyways, even before it became the hell factory that it is now. And I fucking hate all that stuff. I mean, like a cinnamon roll, every once in a while, cool. Woof. But so I usually go kind of more like a cheesy cream sauce with the onions, but not super cheesy. Just kind of like a pecorino would be perfect. Like a locatelli would be perfect.
And
you
make like a bechamel.
Yeah,
make
like a bechamel, and then I'll usually do like chives or something in it, and then put that over the. You kind of bake it with the onions, so they're like just cooked, and then I don't actually know if they're the best. Day of that, it's the day after when you use it as like your mayonnaise on your turkey sandwich.
I see. I could probably get down with that.
Oh yeah, it's fucking delicious.
So how about this, Mikey? Yeah. To turkey or not to turkey?
Well, yeah, good question. Turkey,
because we might not be having a turkey.
I'll be pretty bummed about that. Yeah. I like turkey. Yeah. I like turkey breast.
Yeah,
I don't need the dark meat. I normally wouldn't say that with other meats. I'm going to put a flag in the sand here. Every chef and all like food people are supposed to say dark meat is better. I fucking hate dark meat.
All varieties.
Of chicken, everything. I like chicken breast with skin on for sure. Bone in, skin on.
Yeah.
I don't really like dark meat.
Yeah.
It's too wet usually. And I don't know. I know it stays moist and blah, blah, blah. Everybody's moist, moist, moist. Fuck that shit. Yeah. I like my chicken. I like a chicken breast. I like it cooked through.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck if it's, I don't want it to be dry, but I do like it moist. Skin on.
Yep.
That's it.
Yeah.
Turkey breast for sure.
Well, this is what we did last year.
Dude, just buy a breast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a really cool farm here called Shampooey Farms.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where
one of the funnest names to say.
It's so fun.
Spelled like Champoeg. Maybe a Native American Native name? I don't know. It's great. Then their stuff is so good. And you buy a breast, and the breast could feed six people, eight people?
Yeah.
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 I'm a big fan of turkey.
Yeah. We're doing a Friendsgiving this year, which will be really sweet with the babes. And everybody's, you know, bringing a few things. And I like our group because every family's bringing like three or four things.
At least. So. I went on there and I was like, oh, we're going to bring, you know, three or four things. And like people had just like loaded up. I was like, oh, shit.
I just think
we got it though.
I think it's really sweet.
Probably great. But, so I'm making Parker House rolls. That's kind of my go-to.
That's Mikey's classic Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Parker House rolls, stupid good. So much butter. They're just full. They're like the croissant of rolls, basically. What else are we doing? A little baby ham. I'm going to do a little ham that I'm going to crust in like chili crisp and I think black sesame. Something kind of non-traditional, but I'm going to keep it. I'll keep it kind of in the category. Rosemary and stuff.
And then we always do a, like we're going to the farmer's market today and we're going to just collect all the beautiful greens.
Right.
And
big ass acidic salad.
And then
we
do like a really citrusy salad with like pomegranate.
Yeah.
And, because everything you eat at Thanksgiving in general,
oh my God,
speaking of creamed onions, is like really heavy and you need that kind of brightness to sort of lift everything.
Cut through.
Yeah.
I just feel like every time everybody just always makes the, you know, the traditional stuff and I can end up with just a taupe plate covered in gravy and it's awesome. But like, yeah, I do need that. Like it's what the cranberry sauce like kind of does.
Sure.
But is someone bringing cranberry sauce? They're probably going to provide it. If not, we got to jiggle. That's another place that I have a Thanksgiving thought is don't make your own cranberry sauce. Every year someone's like, I'm going to get fancy and make like an orange zest cranberry sauce. Nobody wants that shit. Ocean spray out of the can. It's the best. Don't fuck with it. Because it's like you're going to – I've made cranberry sauce 10 times at least. Nobody eats it. It's just not what people want.
Nobody eats it the next day even, like puts it on a sandwich or something.
It's just not what people want.
Yeah,
it's okay. Just like it's. I don't think so. I mean, maybe you've got some highfalutin friends that want that shit.
We've proven I have many highfalutin friends with my garter belt.
We're a garter belt household.
Junior high or in high school.
Oh yeah.
Just when I had another thought.
Well, you can have the thought before we have the.
No, it's okay.
Quiz-a-thon. Nope. Yay. All right, everybody, we've got a Mikey Quizathon. This is a vacation quiz. We were just on vacation.
So for those of you who are not regular tuners in.
As nobody should be.
This is Mikey, now kind of weekly, does a quiz for me that I can never win.
No.
Because there's only he knows the correct answer.
That's true.
Yeah.
But they are the correct answers. Just they're only in my head.
Right, right, right.
You have them in your head, potentially. Okay, ready? So vacation quiz. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 questions.
Okay.
We have 2 best, 2 worst.
Okay.
All right. What is the best vacation dessert?
Ding, ding, ding. Just ding, knowing ding, you, I would ding, say a chocolate chip ding, cookie. Ooh. A crispy chocolate chip cookie.
Actually, solid answer. My favorite chocolate chip cookie from the grocery store in between Jackson Hole, Wyoming and Jackson Hole, the mountain. There's a grocery store halfway through and they make these cookies normally not my size. They're like the size of a dinner plate, but they're somehow crispy the entire way through. Like shard glass crispy. Hurt yourself crispy. So much butter in them. Great answer. Not the correct one. You could have had this one. Really? It's the black sesame soft serve from Japan. I went straight forward with this one just to let you know that I wasn't tricking you.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mikey and I went to Japan, what, 7 years ago now or something like that?
It was a lot of years ago.
It was before all the sads, so.
Right. pre-sad trip.
Yeah. And yeah, we took this like epic hike.
Yep.
And then kind of in the middle of nowhere, I thought it was a mirage.
Yeah.
It was like in the middle of nowhere, there was Asahi beer and black sesame soft serve.
Oh,
and I was like,
fucking nuts.
Am I dreaming this?
And then do you remember? And then we ate it. And then what happened?
Was it the dachshunds?
Yes.
Yeah.
Then we're getting back. So this is like a coastal trail that goes along this like volcanic coast.
Yeah, it was
coast.
Like an 8 mile hike.
You're in the
something.
Middle of nowhere, like nothing. And we ate the ice cream and then we're getting back on the trail and we come around into this parking lot and there's just a cool Japanese van, the little Japanese vans. And like behind, from the driver's seat just pops up, I think, how many heads?
Oh, like 6 or 8.
Like
heads.
6 or 8 bit, like mini dachshunds. And we're just like, oh my God.
Are we in heaven?
And we were.
Am I dead?
We were. Okay, 0 for 1. second question. What's the best vacation food stop?
Food stop?
Yeah, like food tour thing to do on vacation.
Food tour.
Yeah.
Where are we?
Could be anywhere. Oh, God. Where are you in your mind palace?
The local farmer's market.
Good answer. Pretty good answer. Not incorrect, though. it was the time that I went to this. I was in Peru, and I went to this meat market. And we walk into the market, and like something hits me in the leg. And there's this woman sitting on the ground cross-legged, smashing frogs' heads and pulling their guts out. And then throwing the frog meat into a bowl. And then the guts just out onto the like walkway area. Just fucking frog guts.
Awesome.
And then we like walked through, and there was like different animals' heads that you could buy the meat off of, and there was just like flies on everything. I didn't eat much from there. I think I did get something, but it was like, and they had kui, like the guinea pig, like fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
It was pretty buck wild, and it was after, well, it was bookended by, on the way to this trip, I saw a woman get beheaded in a car accident, which was a lot, and so saw that, then went and saw this meat market that... All these things made me not want meat. And then after we got back on the way home, we stopped at that Body World exhibit.
Oh.
The shit where they like plasticine all these dead bodies and stuff. And so I had to look at like people's nuts while they were like also running like the Olympics. And you like look at their plastic nuts. And
God, if you're not vegan after that, you are a true carnivore.
True carnivore. And I definitely ate meat after, during, and before. Yep.
I'm gonna just say I think I deserve some pointage for
because
that.
It was a market.
Yeah, I said farmer's market, meat market,
rancher's market.
Yeah, what's
all right, the I'll difference? Give you a quarter of a point. Again, you have to have 2 points to win. Maybe, yeah. Okay. Third question. Point. Quarter.
2.5.
0.25 out of 2. What is the worst vacation food injury? Worst vacation food injury.
Well, you mentioned the shards of glass chocolate chip cookie.
Ooh.
I'm going to say cutting up your mouth on the shards of glass chocolate chip cookie so that you can no longer eat for the rest of your vacation because you have so many mouth sores.
That would be really bad. the correct answer is the time that I was in Italy and I was eating little oily fish. And then I fried oily fish, and then I got back to the room. And like 3 hours later, I had like an arm pimple, and I popped the zit, and a fish rib bone came out of my arm. This is a story that I think Corinne doesn't believe.
For sure.
No, for sure. I'm not saying that I absorbed the fish bone into my body, and then it came out of my arm. I think I like it went into my arm like a sliver or like splinter.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. More fun though if I had eaten it and then it traveled whatever that movie was called where they like made the people really small and then it came up in my arm.
Yeah, just superficially like travels in between your like skin and muscle epidermis. Layer. Really funny.
That was an incorrect answer. The last question that I have, I had to erase because it's a Voldemort situation, something I'm not allowed to talk about, I guess. You made a face. So I've got to make it up on the fly.
Ooh.
So I'm going to say, what? Oh, I got it. What is the worst vacation condiment? The worst vacation condiment.
Worst vacation condiment. I'm kind of stumped at this one.
Yeah. It's a hard one.
I'm thinking something that our baby's creaking in the background.
I think that's the chickens.
Oh, it is?
Nope, it's our baby. We have chickens next door that make the same noises as our baby. Our baby's a third chicken.
He's supposed to be napping.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that you're staying in a hotel or an Airbnb or something, so like a condiment that doesn't that goes bad quickly or something.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Oh, God. I really don't know.
I don't know either. I've got it if you want it. So the correct answer was the time that I got a vinegar-based hot sauce in a glass bottle and had it in my checked bag, and it burst in flight, and everything got coated in vinegar. And it was like a specifically kind of like, where was it from? Hong Kong? But it had like kind of an Asian fish sauce sort of vinegar flavor to it, and it wrecked all of my clothes. And my bag arrived wet. And I was like, oh. And then literally the whole baggage claim was like, oh, what's that smell? Yeah. And it was my vinegar bag. Yeah.
Your vinegar fish bag.
My vinegar fish sack bag. Do you have anything more that you want to say? Oh, you lost the game.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a quarter of a point. You had to have 2 points, I believe, to win the game. I change the rules every time.
Yeah. They are very flexible.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Just like me.
Yeah.
Have you seen me touch my toes lately? We love you guys. Next week, we'll have a show that has a point to it.
maybe. No promises.
No promises.
Yeah, we didn't introduce ourselves at the top of the show, so I'm going to do
it now. Care about
Mikey Rin. Mikey is a culinary...
professional porn star.
Remember
back in high school when you were getting your fucking garter tugged off your leg?
Yeah.
When people had the bumper stickers that said porn star, people were just trashier in the late 1900s, early 2000s.
Yeah. The 90s was an interesting time. Yeah.
We had a lot of Fred Durston going on.
That's the problem.
Thonging.
Right? Think Fred about Durston, like Woodstock 99.
Woofs.
Show like me porn, your tits.
Yeah.
Like that. Ugh. It was a very particular time.
It was just a real low bar for
it was.
Intellectualism. And yeah. I don't know. It's like, and I'm all for, I'm not a prude about like sex music and stuff, but like you have.
That made you sound like such a narc.
Yeah.
I'm not a prude about sex music.
I like vulva music for sure. But I mean.
As evidenced by what you were listening to this morning.
I was listening to Brian McKnight this morning.
Yeah.
And Drew Hill.
The sexiest, obviously. The panty droppiest.
Yeah. Brian McKnight, I was joking and I was saying something like, what was I saying? Like, you know, we're going to have sex all night and then we'll go to church in the morning.
Brian McKnight is definitely that.
Yeah, he's a narc for
Drew
sure.
Drew Hill, not that.
No, Drew Hill, Cisco is like, Cisco and the fat fella are just like finding dames left and right.
Oh, yeah. God does not come into the equation.
God does come into their equation first on some level, but it's only when their moms are around. Like, oh, gotta go to church. Shit.
And John B.
John B. Scandalous. Yeah. He's a pastor now, I bet. Did you want to introduce who we are? You don't have to do that.
I don't know.
The reason for our show existing is that we actually are people with thoughts in our head that are helpful for people. I don't know. Dramatically.
not as evidenced by today.
I'm a professional chef. I'm a food innovator. I help people invent new food, and I'm a professionally trained chef.
Thank you. And I'm an acupuncturist, herbalist. And so, yeah, think a lot about food as medicine and salve for your soul.
And if you listen to the whole show about our balls jokes and all the different things that
we said
today.
That's clearly evident.
It's, you know, all those things. Just by osmosis, you're like, these are two professional humans. At Mikey and Rin, MikeyAndRinne on the socials.
Yeah. Let's eat.
At Mikey and Rin.
At MikeyAndRinne.com.
.com.
If you're an email person.
Sure. Emailing feels like sending a
fax.
Or like a Pony Express letter.
Yeah, yeah.
But fucking do it. I don't care.
Yeah.
We're old. You're old. Let's meet in the kitchen in 5 minutes.
Love you. We love y'all.
Bye.